Blog Talk Radio. Welcome back to another episode of Star Dish Radio. Today is Tuesday, November 10th, 2010. I'm your host, Joanne Kubisak. Welcome back, and I hope wherever you are today, you're having a fantastic morning so far, because I know I am. In just under 6-7 minutes, I'm going to be talking to the magnificent Dulé Hill from USA Psych. Smashing series. He plays Burton Guster on the show, and just really looking forward to that. Tonight is the premiere of the new season, season 5, on USA Network. It comes on at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Check your local listings for the time and channel that it will be on in your area. Dulé Hill, a little bit about him. He came fresh off of the highly popular show West Wing to take a chance on Psych on the USA Network. That was a gutsy move. He spent seven seasons on West Wing, and he also, on top of that, got an Emmy Award nomination and 4 Image Award nominations for Outstanding Supporting Actor in a Drama Series, as well as receiving 2 Screen Actors Guild Awards as a part of the ensemble cast in a drama series. So we have a lot to talk about when he gets here. Again, he'll be here in just about 7 minutes or so. So take a minute here and sit back and listen to some cool music by Ohene Cornelius, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Thank you. myself away, torn like a statue. Your caress and touch is heaven's prison, and love is late nights in early morning, dying within a lover's arms and watching babies born. And love is jealousy and insecurity. Love is him and her. Love is you and me. Words may hardly speak. We grow old each day, knowing what is wrong when knowing not to see. Ignoring all the faults while speaking out the pain. Got the laughing head and still don't know the way. And love in a lover's arms and watching babies born. And love is jealousy and insecurity. Love is him and her. Love is you and me.
He's on the line now, so let me get to my my switchboard. My guest this morning is probably best known for his Emmy-nominated work on The West Wing, portraying presidential aide Charlie Young. He has now moved on to USA Network's critically acclaimed smash series Psych as Burton Guster. He's here this morning to give us a special sneak peek at the new season. Please give a warm Stardish Radio welcome to the dazzling Dulay Hill. Hi, Dulay.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
How's
Welcome
everything?
To the show.
I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Anytime, anytime. Okay, I'm a big Psych fan, so I was honored to get this one.
Okay.
Let's see. I want to just ask first, because you were on the West Wing, and you chose to leave the West Wing to go to Psych. How difficult of a situation was that for you, or decision to make, you know, leaving such an accomplished show to take a chance on a pilot?
Well, it wasn't like the show was going to be around that much longer. It was going into its – well, I mean, it was going into the end of its run. And
okay.
I think it turned out that it actually was the last season that I left the show.
Right.
So it wasn't really a difficult decision. I mean, I think it was a it was the journey of the project. The show was ending. It was time to move on. And mm-hmm. I was thankful that an opportunity came up in psych. I mean, psych actually filled everything that I wanted to do after The West Wing. I had said I wanted to do a comedy. I was hoping to do cable, and I wanted to mm-hmm. do more of a leading role.
Mm-hmm.
And so when psych came along, it was the perfect match.
And you're the perfect fit for the role. Charlie Young was a political character, and Gus is obviously a comedic character. Had you done any other type of comedy roles that prepared you for Gus, or how did you prepare for him?
I mean, not really. I did a teen comedy years ago called She's All That, but mm-hmm. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say that was preparing me for Gus. I guess any piece of work you do prepares you for the next one. But in general, I'm more of a lighthearted guy in real life anyway, so it was fun mm-hmm. to be able to go and just indulge in that space for a while.
Right.
So I
now,
if anything, it was just life that for the role, if anything.
Right.
I always like to crack jokes, have fun, and play the fool.
Okay. All right. Well, coming off of West Wing, what advice did you get from your peers there, Martin Sheen? Did he give you any advice that you took with you?
I mean, the main advice I got was through his actions. Mm-hmm. I'd seen it from the time he was on the show. He always kept himself on level ground, and he was genuine and kind to everyone who was around him. And he kind of, because he was the lead of the show, he demanded that of everybody else.
Right.
You know, when the lead of the show is being so genuine and nice to everybody, it's kind of hard for anybody else to start acting up.
Right.
And notice how it just made life on the set that much easier and that much more enjoyable for everybody. So that
right.
was the main thing that I took with me as we went to do psych was just trying to maintain that same kind of energy where everyone enjoys themselves and has a good time. And when I linked up with James O'Day, who's my co-star, it was he was on the same page. So
mm-hmm.
life was good. It worked out well.
The chemistry between you two is incredible. You play off of each other so well. I was speaking to Carrie Elwes yesterday and about tonight's episode, and I kind of made a reference. The three of you in this episode reminds me, I mean, not even saying that it's exact, but it just reminds me of the dynamic between Robert De Niro and Charles Grodin in Midnight Run, that kind of comedy. You know, and that's what I get from you guys, and you're just awesome. I have to say that.
Thank you very much. We had a great time with Carrie. I mean, he's a blast to work with, and I think he's, you know, he had fun the first time, but I think he had even more fun the second time around. You know,
Well, he mentioned to me when I told him I was going to be speaking to you today, he mentioned to me that in between takes and when you just kind of stand around waiting for stuff to happen, you just start busting out tap dancing.
That is true. I've been doing that since before The West Wing, actually, but I did it all the time on The West Wing also. I mean, it's just a way of letting time go by, and I enjoy the art form of tap so much that, you know, you hear some rhythm in your head and you have time going by, so why not?
And just do it.
Go into a little corner or, yeah. You know, and I'm always interested in how it is to make sounds on different pieces of our material, whether it's wood, whether it's a stairs, or whether it's carpet, or whether it's some kind of, you know, flooring.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm always interested in how do you adjust what you're doing to the tonality of the floor. So,
right. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I didn't know what to say. I'm like a bulldog with a skateboard. If I have some wood around or some kind of flooring around, I'm going to keep dancing. You know,
right.
I can't help myself.
That's okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Tell me
what we're going to see tonight with the return of Carrie Elwes as Despero, because he kind of toys with you guys and he gets used to break him out of jail. So tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I mean, he has us come visit him in jail, and I guess he's about to be extradited to the U.S. And somehow he tricks us into helping him escape. You know,
mm-hmm.
he really more tricks Sean than me. I'm kind of really opposed to it, but then we help him escape. And, of course, now we've we're caught in the middle of this, you know, of this new crime, so we're trying to figure the whole thing out. And I guess without giving away too much, through his escape, it doesn't go as he had it planned. So of course now the stakes get higher.
Right,
but
it's
a lot of fun. I think, you know, Carrie's a great actor, and he brings a lot of comedy to the episode. So I think anyone who tunes in will have a good time tonight and have a bunch of laughs.
Oh, absolutely. So with the attraction that the show is bringing to guest stars coming on the show, the fall season's already pretty much lined up with Mina Savari, Nora Dunn, Ally Sheedy, Ralph Macchio, Carrie Elwes. Who would be your dream female guest star be?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, our dream female. I mean, I guess I'll, you know, always say Halle Berry.
Oh,
always say her. I don't know. I doubt that'll ever happen. You know. But let me think about it some more. Lily. I think Lily Tomlin. That would be my dream female.
Oh, okay. That would be awesome.
Guest star. Yeah. Yeah, Lily Tomlin. There it is. Yeah.
All right. And I saw that you mentioned in another interview
that
Chris Tucker would be one.
Yeah, Chris Tucker would definitely be one because I think he's, you know, he's hilarious, and on the comedic side, it would be a dream to work with him. So I would love to love to do that. You know,
oh, I could see Lily Tomlin on this
Lily.
Show.
Yeah, she's so funny and just an amazing actress that it would be a blast to work with her on a comedy. I mean, I've did the drama already with it, but doing a comedy would be great.
Okay. Now I have to ask, some fans sent me in an email. They want to know, have you ever gone online to the USA Network and taken the Gus Brain trivia game?
No, I have not. I have gone online to the USA Network site, but I didn't know there was a Gus Brain trivia game.
Oh, there
is. I will be doing that.
Okay, I have a question for you.
I'll be on there playing.
I'm going to give you a question right from there, from Gus's Brain Trivia. Which of the following is the name... which of the following is the name of a genus of species of herbaceous perennials, shrubs, biennials that are named foxgloves? Daffodils, digitalis, lilacs, or Daisy Dukish?
Well, it's not Daisy Dukish. It's not. And what is the three options?
Daffodils.
Daisy Dukish.
Daffodils, digitalis, lilacs.
I'm going to go with lilacs.
Okay. Nope, you're wrong. Digitalis. I got it wrong, too.
You know, I was thinking about digitalis, too. I was thinking about digitalis, you know.
I took the quiz. I got 5 out of 12.
I was going to take a wild guess and go with it. Oh, you got 5 out of 12?
I got 5 out of 12. So you have to go on the USA Network website and take your test. That's funny.
Look at that. Bert and Gusta got the Bert and Gusta questions wrong.
Any quick practical jokes on the set that you could tell us about?
Practical jokes? We don't really do it. I mean, we don't really do a lot of intentional practical jokes. I mean, it's more about people messing up on camera, which, you know, off camera,
the
a lot
bloopers.
Of times the actor who is off camera is not really trying to help the person on camera get
okay.
it right. A lot of times we're trying to mess with them.
Right, right.
Like, you know, there'll be things like where, you know, people steal food and things like that. Because I'm a big foodie, so someone will, like Tim Amundsen will always come over and sniff my food right when I'm about to eat it, because he knows that disgusts me. He'll do things like that.
Okay.
But a lot of times,
all right.
we're just having a lot of fun.
Well, it looks like a fun cast, and I can't wait to watch the premiere. And just so everybody knows, today on USA, there's a marathon of Psych up until 4 p.m., and then the premiere episode will resume at 10 p.m. Eastern time. So you can catch Psych all day today on TV, on USA Network, if you're around to watch television. Definitely catch up on it for the premiere episode tonight, USA Network. 10 p.m. Eastern. Check your local listings of where it's going to be in your area. Dulé Hill, I'm amazed by you. Keep up the good work. Thank you so much for stopping in on the show.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Anytime. The amazing Dulé Hill, everyone. Okay, next time, definitely. The Amazing Delay Hill.
Right.
Make sure that you check out the season premiere of Psych tonight because you don't want to miss it. And if you do miss it, you can definitely catch it online as they have that fabulous video player. And go take Gus's brain trivia. It ain't that easy because I know damn well I didn't pass it. So take it online. All right, everyone, until next week, we're off. Have a great, great weekend.
Hey, I'm Jasmine Guy. You may know me as Tatuba on Stardish Radio.